This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Freshman Congresswoman Lauren Boebert did not attend this morning's inauguration of President Joe Biden, instead opting for Trump's farewell to Washington at Joint Base Andrews. Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper were in attendance this morning. 5th Congressional District Representative Doug Lamborn of Colorado Springs said he had every intention of attending the inauguration out of respect for the institution of the presidency. However, he could not due to COVID-19 policies and security restrictions put in place. Across southern Colorado, thousands watched and listened as Joe Biden was inaugurated the 46th president of the U.S. KRDO Scott Harrison spent today talking with residents in downtown Colorado Springs.
As the new administration takes over in Washington today, we're asking people what they expect to see from new President Joe Biden.
Definitely COVID relief, and that's number one priority I think should be for the president right now. And I think student relief, debt, as far as that goes, get that going, and I think that's a way to just start moving forward, help our economy, give people less stress.
I want to see the immigration reforms coming up, you know, because I'm from Kenya. I want Joe Biden to come in and say, Africa is also a continent, like my country, Kenya, is also a country.
Turning to COVID-19 coverage today, El Paso County reported a similar COVID-19 case increase when compared to yesterday, 171 new cases along with 5 deaths. Pueblo County seeing a rise in cases when compared to yesterday, today reporting 40 cases, and statewide data indicated 10 new deaths were reported in the past 24-hour reporting period. In Teller County, 8 new cases and no deaths. In Fremont County, 17 cases reported, with a subtraction of 1 death indicated the state reclassified 1 death in Fremont County not being associated with COVID-19. Pueblo County's vaccine clinic at the Pueblo Mall will reopen tomorrow. The county had to shut down the facility last week because of a shortage of vaccines. The health department received a shipment of doses yesterday, and they say roughly 10,000 people, 70 and up, already pre-registered for vaccine appointments at that Pueblo County facility. Health officials in Pueblo County say their plan is to take care of 750 people tomorrow and 500 on Friday. After that, the goal is to vaccinate 1,000 people over the age of 70 each day. Reservations no longer needed to go to area libraries. The El Paso County Public Health Department gave the library district approval to loosen COVID-19 restrictions. Michelle Ray with the Pikes Peak Library District.
So everyone is required to wear a mask when they come inside the library. We also have capacity limits so we can control the number of people inside each library. When people come to the library and use a computer or say our fax copy or scan machines, we do sanitize them between each use.
Ray also said that books will be quarantined for at least a day after being returned before they go into circulation at the local libraries. A family managed to escape unharmed after a fire destroyed their home this morning, and security crews called to the home on Whitefield Drive around 5:30 this morning. That's just across the street from Discovery High School. Firefighters say the fire was already burning throughout the house by the time they arrived. Investigators currently looking into what caused that blaze. Springs police continuing to search for a suspect after a man was wounded in a shooting this morning. Officers called to the area of Bush Avenue near Arch Street in southwest Colorado Springs just before 5 this morning, where they found the victim with a gunshot wound to his legs. That victim's injuries are not being considered life-threatening at this time.
Calmer winds in store overnight tonight. Temperatures down into the teens and 20s region-wide. We still follow that up with plenty of sunshine on Thursday, with highs back in the 50s, so still trending a good 10 to 15 degrees above average. We continue with dry conditions through Friday ahead of changes that will arrive by the weekend. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.